This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial toll free. And you can take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We invite you to join us here on the radio tonight, and you can bring up whatever you want. With you in the studio, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Derek J.
Derek J. Freeman joining us from all the way over on the seacoast.
Yeah.
Made it just in time, too. Like me, I was like almost not here on time tonight. So thanks for coming.
Oh, gosh, it's a pleasure. Really, when you say I'm from the seacoast, I almost thought you said from the internet. Like, don't we all live on the internet?
We're all from the internet.
Everybody's from the internet.
I'm really more from Internet Nation than I am from Portsmouth, New Hampshire, to some little town.
You know, there's a thing. Have you met Captain Kickass yet?
Yes.
Okay, so he's got this thing that he's into called Bit Nation.
I've heard of that, but just like generally as a concept, I feel like people can now claim that they're from the internet. I really spend more time on the internet than I do in any real place. So.
Well, as I understand it, that's what they're doing. Like, they've created some sort of online nation that's going to issue passports or something like that?
Well, it has the prefix bit in it, which just makes me not interested.
Okay.
And it just turns me right off.
Really?
Yeah.
Hi.
Bit everything. Sounds, bit this and that.
Does it sound too small? Like,
no, it's like diminutive. Bitcoin. I don't know. Is
but
it
you
Bitcoin?
Love Bitcoin.
I do, but is it Bitcoin?
No.
No. Yeah. I don't know. I love Bitcoin Cash. I'm not so crazy about Bitcoin myself.
So we can get into that, but also coming up, Nobody, you wanted to talk about Julian Assange and the latest on what's going on with him. I guess there's been some extradition hearings recently for him, so we can get into that.
Yeah, it's a kangaroo court.
Of course it is. So that's something we can talk about. Also, speaking of other people who are being detained without any real rational reason, Christopher Cantwell has been ordered detained until trial.
Couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Well, I mean, there's no doubt that Chris Cantwell has a lot of bad karma that he has built up over the years. I mean, but at the same time, I don't relish what's happening to him because he doesn't. What he did, in my opinion, was not a crime. So for listeners who are not familiar, Christopher Cantwell is a former host here on Free Talk Live. I fired him a few years back, several years, I think, at this point, when he revealed at one point that he had become a racist. And
he revealed that? Like, it's like a coming out?
Well, he tweeted the N-word to a guy on Twitter, like, very, you know, in a way that made it very clear that's how he was looking at the world.
Isn't that the first thing that brought it to our attention? Yeah, that's what started it, but he had, like, an excuse for it at that time, and, you know, just because he used that word doesn't necessarily mean you're a racist. There was an excuse that he had, but we asked him a series of questions that sort of revealed that he had sort of adopted racist beliefs.
So it wasn't much of a coming out. It wasn't he revealed it.
We sort of pulled it out of him.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's good. And racism should at least be hidden. Like, people should be ashamed of it and not.
Yeah,
like, not,
well, unfortunately, he went in a direction where he became more and more open with it. In fact,
and
founded a talk show that was based on it. And so,
weird.
I mean, he was on HBO literally saying, kill all the Jews because Marx was a Jew. And I'm thinking, what about Ludwig von Mises? What about Milton Friedman? What about Murray Rothbard?
These are all libertarian thinkers.
These are all free market economists.
Yeah. So, you know, he went down this really dark racist road, which is terrible and it's sad. But that doesn't mean that he should go to prison because he has some ugly beliefs.
Right.
And
not in America. Other places you might think that, you know, other places they're like, well, that's a bad belief, so prison.
And those places
do America, you know, in America, we're at least like, hey, you got some really nasty beliefs. Like, they're the worst we can think of. But you don't go to jail for it.
At least you didn't. Now, maybe you do.
One of the things that really made me respect the ACLU is when I was a kid, the Illinois Nazis, and I hate Illinois Nazis if you've seen the Blues Brothers, but the Illinois Nazis wanted to march through Skokie, Illinois, which is a largely Jewish town. And not only did the ACLU defend their right to do that, the lawyers that worked on the case were mostly Jewish.
Yeah.
And that was, to me, so heroic that you can say, okay, you hate me, but you have a right to hate me, and you have a right to say so. So even though you're monsters, we're going to let you speak.
Yeah. And of course, as we've covered many a time, freedom of speech is only for the people who are unpopular. I mean, you don't need to defend popular speech. You need to defend the unpopular speech. And so, you know, even though I don't agree with what he says or what he thinks or, you know, whatever his viewpoint is, his racist viewpoint, I don't think he should be put in a prison cell because of it. Now, they're not putting him in a prison cell because of his racism. They're putting him in a prison cell because he made an alleged interstate threat and interstate extortion against somebody.
All right. Well, at least there's that. They're not saying it's because of what you said. And by the way, we're already getting into it.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you tonight how you're going to survive the coronavirus,
which
you're going to need to know. So I've got that coming.
I'm ready for that. So we'll get into that, too. So all big stories here this evening. But they're coming after him for interstate threats and interstate extortion, one charge of each. So one interstate threat. One interstate extortion. It was the same statement. He was in a conversation on Telegram with somebody on the internet who presumably he has never actually met this other person on Telegram. And what was going on?
According to the testimony, I believe at the first
at the hearing,
he had not met this person ever.
Correct. Mm. And yes, you went to one of the hearings. There was 2 days.
Where were they?
Of the days in Concord.
Oh,
at federal court.
So it's in New Hampshire.
That's correct.
I thought his charges were out of Virginia.
No. So you might be thinking of his Charlottesville
pepper spray stuff.
Yeah, that's all done with. He took a guilty plea on that.
How about
and,
that?
And plead it down from felony to misdemeanor charges.
That came back
to bite him, though.
Oh, no. Why?
Well, because when you take a guilty plea, you've got a guilty record.
So now he's dangerous.
Yeah, but if it was a felony, I mean, that would be worse. And it's not like he would have any chance, right? I mean, with the jury.
It would have absolutely been worse, and also he would have lost his right to keep and bear.
Right. Which is important.
Which he may lose now anyway.
Yeah.
Because these are felony charges that he's facing now at the federal level. So just to kind of recap here, what happened is, again, Chris Cantwell, ugly racist beliefs. If it's possible, he may not be the worst of them, though. There was a group of young, probably, I'm going to guess, young males calling themselves the Bowl Patrol, who apparently, according to testimony, the haircut, because apparently they named their Bowl Patrol, this group of online hate mongers, essentially, after a man or young boy or whatever, Dylan Roof.
Dylan Roof. I was just going to say, like Dylan Roof?
He shot up a church and apparently had a bowl haircut, so they named their, you know, worship group.
That's got to be a psyop. That can't be real.
Well, maybe it is a federal government psyop. I don't know.
It could just as easily be a 4chan psyop. Though,
that is so ridiculous.
There's a good chance there's an agent that's infiltrated them.
But a lot of what they do is ridiculous and intentionally so. The whole Hong Kong thing, you know, they troll.
That's so absurd. It's like a South Park episode. That doesn't sound real at all.
So they worship this guy, Dylan Roof. They want to see more shooters.
What was the church that he shot up? It was like
South Carolina,
church,
I think. And
I mean, why him? Why he doesn't like Christians, or what's the deal?
I don't know. I don't know much about it.
Okay.
It was either blacks or Jews that he shot
up.
It was some minority group.
Yeah. Okay.
It was a black church.
Yeah.
So this group, they're obsessed with this guy, and they advocate for more mass shootings. So they're pretty ugly. Like, I don't think I've ever even heard Chris Cantwell advocate for mass shootings.
He's advocated for genocide.
That is so stupid.
We got more coming up.
So not like Chris.
Well, we got more on the way here. And so anyway, this Bull Patrol was targeting Chris. So Chris was trying to dox them. And that's what led to this conversation on Telegram, that he ended up admitting to the feds that he was behind the chat. So he admitted to this. More coming up.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You bring up what you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. You may hop into any one of those, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. It's Ian,
Nobody.
And Derek J.
All right, so coming up, how to survive the coronavirus. Derek J is going to tell us about that. Plus, nobody, you've been cheering on Bernie. We want to find out what that's all about here in a little bit. We've been also discussing what's happening with Christopher Cantwell, the former talk show host here on Free Talk Live, who was fired for becoming a racist. Now he's facing 25 years in federal prison for simply sending what I would describe as trash talk over the internet, something that happens on a uncounted number of times every second all across the internet in a various, you know, number of platforms and websites and video game servers. And, you know, there's all kinds of trash talk on the internet that is way worse than what it was that Christopher Cantwell allegedly, or I guess admittedly, according to the evidence presented at the hearings that we attended, had said over the Telegram app to somebody who he'd never met before. So we can talk more about that. Plus, I want to make sure that you are 100% sure you're going to have a great retirement. Because if you've got some doubt, you ought to check out Tom Young. He's author and founder of the CFO Project, and he can show you how to be debt-free in 9 years or less, including your mortgage, without spending a single dollar more. With the current state of the federal debt at $23 trillion and the unfunded liabilities at $127 trillion, you can't wait to take control of your money, so don't let your retirement savings be used to bail out the government. Instead of building a plan, Tom can show you how to create strategies now to save money without penalties and as little government involvement as possible. His new book, The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project, will show you exactly how to build wealth and eliminate debt at the same time. Get your free copy now at CFO-project.com and invest in yourself and your family today. You can get your free copy of The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project, at CFO-project.com. So, I was recapping for our listeners who may not be completely familiar with Chris Cantwell, the latest drama with Christopher Cantwell. He is facing a charge of interstate extortion and interstate threatening. And I think interstate extortion is up to 20 years in prison, and interstate threatening is up to 5. So a total of up to 25 years. He is facing for basically one sentence. The indictment is all of 2 pages long. It's pretty easy read. He was in a conversation with somebody from what's called the Bull Patrol.
And is this a jury trial?
Not yet.
Okay.
And I don't know if they would want it to be a jury trial.
They wouldn't, but I imagine any jury who looks at one sentence of an online one guy threatening another guy is going to be like, this is stupid.
I think that would normally be true if the guy in question wasn't Cantwell.
Yeah, but what about the guy that he was threatening? Seems worse.
He does. Yeah, the guy he was threatening is also Cantwell, so that makes it, I mean, not
he's
literally,
Cantwell or worse.
He may be Cantwell plus.
Yeah.
That might be a saving grace for Cantwell. I don't know.
I mean, you're presuming,
but
Derek J.
I would not want to be Cantwell and go in front of a jury.
I wouldn't either. You're presuming, and you should, you know, you've had some experience. We've all been in front of courtrooms and juries and, you know, things like that.
They let OJ go.
Well, and every now and then they do get it right. Like the guys from Cop Block were found not guilty after one guy on the jury flipped the other 11 to not guilty. So some miracles can happen. But for the most part, juries are pretty disappointing in their ability to sort of analyze a case without emotion. And there's going to be a lot of really ugly stuff posted in this case about Chris Cantwell or presented to the jury. They were just throwing it all out there at this bail hearing, which, by the way, lasted more than 3 hours. It took 2 days to get through this bail hearing. It was ridiculously lengthy. And despite the defense's objections, the judge overruled every single objection and allowed all of the supposed evidence.
Wow, in New Hampshire?
This is federal court.
Okay, but in Concord.
Concord Federal District Court. Mm. And so anyway, these Bull Patrol guys are pretty ugly characters, as bad or possibly even worse than Cantwell. So they were attacking Cantwell's show with, like, terrible crank phone calls. And so Cantwell, being Cantwell, wanted to dox these guys to gather information about them, find out who it was that was targeting his show, and allegedly even hacked his website at one point.
It's a real shame there's no actual justice. You know, there's no, like, private justice. There's just this other organization. Like,
right.
If any reasonable person was looking at this, it would be thrown out.
It would be. And in this case, it hasn't even been, like, they wouldn't even let him out. He's not even allowed to have bail. That's how super seriously they're taking this situation, which is simply, I haven't even gotten to what he said on Telegram yet. Just painting the background story for you here. So you got this Bull Patrol scumbag, right, talking to Cantwell, who's also an a-hole. So you've got two a-holes on the internet talking to one another.
Yeah.
And the supposed victim, who's described as victim one in the case, never even went to the police. So he obviously wasn't concerned for his life or his wife
relevant.
Or whatever. And so what was said in this conversation was Cantwell threatened to have sex with a man's wife in front of their children. He used the F word.
That's awful.
He used the F word to describe the act.
He did not use the R word.
Right. He didn't say he was going to rape the man's wife. He said he was going to F the man's wife.
Oh.
Which to me is not a rape threat.
Right.
But that's what they're saying. They're suggesting that he was threatening rape, even though he didn't.
That's assuming.
Yeah. Well, that's what this whole case is based on.
That's an assumption.
It absolutely is.
Yeah, it's a huge, huge assumption. And you know, he may have been threatening to have consensual sex with the guy's wife.
Right.
In which case, it's not a threat of violence, and it's also not credible. So, you know, that's like...
Right. He may not even know who this guy was. Even if he did know who he was, he'd never met him before. He didn't live in the same state.
It's just a nasty thing to say. He's trying to be like, hey,
it's trash talk. And he was trying to get information out of this guy about the supposed leader of the Bull Patrol, who's someone named Vic. That's his online handle. We don't know who the guy actually is. So he was trying to get this information. So that's where the extortion comes in.
Wouldn't it be interesting if this guy wasn't even real? Like, if he was some government agent or something? What if?
I would say the odds are good.
What if? So Cantwell seems to have been exposing these guys, right? Like, he seems to not be on their side, right?
Do I understand
that correctly?
They're all, like, white nationalist types, but they're infighting with one another.
And they were attacking him, though. Correct. They were attacking his show and making a scene. Well, you would think that if Cantwell doesn't like these guys and he started exposing and doxing them and they were government agents, well, that would be a problem for them.
Then they would go after him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and here's the other thing. Is what I posted in my blog about this at freekeen.com is rather than allowing the white supremacist nationalist types to just fight with each other on the internet, which, of course, if they're busy fighting with one another, then they're not out marching, right? They're not out doing publicly visible, ugly things. They're fighting with each other, doing stupid crap on the internet.
Yeah.
But instead of just allowing them to have a little spat with one another, the federal government gets involved, and now they're spending tens of thousands of, you know, however much taxpayer money
trying
to put one of these guys in a prison cell over it.
To prevent people from saying mean things on the internet, which that ship has sailed.
Well, and that's the really scary part about this, is they've targeted Chris Cantwell because he's the perfect target for this. He doesn't have many friends left, many people who will stand up for him, and we need to stand up for people who say ugly things because it's an attack on everyone's free speech here. There's more coming up. Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal appeals court in California is blocking a Trump administration policy forcing migrants to spend months in Mexico while awaiting asylum hearings in the United States. A three-panel judge in San Francisco says the administration policy violates U.S. immigration laws. The case is expected to eventually head to the Supreme Court. Vice President Mike Pence says the quick actions by the administration have helped limit the number of cases of the coronavirus in the United States.
Being travel, closing our borders, people coming in from China, establishing a quarantine process, setting up a task force. I mean, if the president hadn't taken those unprecedented steps,
they didn't seem to like it then.
We'd be in a very different place today, Sean.
Pence speaking there on Fox News' Hannity, Democratic presidential candidates, including former Vice President Joe Biden, have ripped the administration's response to the coronavirus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we've got the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. You just hop into one of those, and there are people in there right now, so we're going to get to those calls here shortly. And then you'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us tonight. It's Ian.
Nobody.
And Derek J.
Also, I want to make sure you know about Bitcoin.com. Great site to go to learn the basics about Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash at Bitcoin.com. They've got a great news site as well to keep you up to date on the world of Bitcoin at news.bitcoin.com. And they've got their fairly new, as of the summertime at least, local.bitcoin.com that allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash with dozens of payment methods. So, and it's privacy friendly because there's no ID requirements to sign up for the site over at local.bitcoin.com. Again, that's local.bitcoin.com. So we're going to go, we'll get back into Chris Cantwell and the fact that he was denied bail. Because what we really want to get into, because I've kind of just been giving the backstory on this, on supposed threat that he issued, which was nothing more than just some internet trash talk, but yet they're trying to lock him up for 25 years because of this, and they won't even let him out on jail or on bail. They're claiming that he's a danger to the community.
Mm-hmm.
This guy who has basically sat in his apartment since he was arrested in Charlottesville, and when he took the guilty plea, he had to leave Virginia, and he wanted to leave Virginia. And he's basically been sitting alone in his apartment since then. He hasn't done anything. He hasn't gone out to any more, you know, white nationalist rallies or anything like that. I mean, he does his podcast, and that's about it. Prior to Charlottesville, he hadn't gotten involved in any kind of physical altercations.
Well, what does that tell you? It's not about those things. It's about the podcast. If what he's doing now is a problem, then it's about his speech.
Well,
they're trying to shut him up, and they're doing
absolutely
a good job. That's what the point is.
And that's what's the problem, right? That's why I want to bring attention to this. That's why he's a political prisoner. As much as his viewpoints are horrifying, he should have the right to express them. So we can talk more about that. And the other thing is that deserves discussion here are some of the reasons, their excuses for keeping him in jail. They actually use the fact that he knows about computer security as a major reason to deny him bail. He knows about Bitcoin. That was brought up. So they've targeted him because he's familiar with these things. And they say that because he's familiar with cryptocurrency, like Bitcoin, because he's familiar with Signal, Telegram, encrypted emails, that makes him even more dangerous if he were to be let out, because he could get on a computer and he could threaten someone else, even if we try to restrict him, basically, was their viewpoint. Let's go to the phones here. We got Vaginatarian. She's on our Discord server. Hello, Vaginatarian. Where are you calling from tonight?
I'm calling from Virginia. How are you guys?
All right, good. What's on your mind?
So I have a somewhat related topic on defending people who say vile things in the name of free speech.
All right.
I have a friend who's in law school right now at OU, and she has there's a situation going on at Oklahoma University with two professors who used the N-word in class in the past 2 weeks. Both of these professors did so in very different contexts. One was comparing the N-word to saying okay boomer to older people, and then the other professor was reading a document in a U.S. history class where the professor, after giving a warning, read the document out loud that was written by a U.S. senator in the 1920s that said the N-word several times.
So it was a historical document. That was the purpose of it. Okay.
So in the aftermath, there's been a sit-in and a hunger strike of a group called BERT for the Black Emergency Response Team that is in its third day with a list of demands like diversity training, a multicultural center, and also a Popeyes.
What?
What? What?
It's a joke?
That's racist.
It's not racist, it's stereotypical.
Well, yeah, but you know, that's, I mean, if you say something like, you know, if you refer to fried chicken in that context, I'm sorry. Any white person who made that connection would be called a bigot.
Yeah, are you sure they're not just trolling?
Bizarre.
I think in combination with the other demands that it's not a troll, I think it's maybe taking advantage of the situation, but that sort of negates the entire protest.
I would say it's pretty ridiculous.
Diversity training.
Yeah.
I mean, that was offensive enough, because is this at the university where the person was reading a historical document?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, and he needs diversity training because of this, they think?
It was a female professor who's definitely, you know, read this document in previous U.S. history classes, and I wasn't in the class, but I can bet that she was reading it to show how times have progressed from when a U.S. senator was so racist they were using the N-word in the context of a speech compared to these days.
And just to be clear, were both of these professors at the same university?
They were, and I think the other professor's situation is more up for debate, where he's saying the N-word is similar to saying, okay, boomer. I don't think most people would agree with that. But the second professor certainly needs to be defended by the administration against the students, or I don't know the fallout for what's going to happen to that professor, but I don't think it would be right to come after him, similar to how Chris Cantwell is just talking smack to another guy. But, you know, it's still his, you know, his right to say this vile stuff, which is professor's right to teach and just say something historical.
Yeah, and frankly, even the guy who made the comparison, it's like, okay, yeah, most people would disagree with that. Well, part of academic freedom is saying things that most people disagree with.
Back when there was such a thing as academic freedom.
Yeah, back
it's on the way out.
Well, we'll see. I mean, yeah. If it's just a matter of people complain and nothing happens, then everybody has spoken freely.
Mm-hmm.
If he actually gets, you know, removed from his position or something, then that's pretty horrific.
I hope that he doesn't. Or she, yeah. But it's to me, it's proof. You think that universities are doing okay, and I'm in school myself. I really hope that that's not the case for nursing, but something like this just makes me think anything
could happen. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we know a guy here in Keene. I can't say who it was, but he got in some hot water for allegedly having a knife on him at the college. Some teacher had claimed that she saw him with a knife. Turns out he didn't actually have a knife, but there was this whole big to-do that was made over
this.
Even
if he did.
Yeah, well, he should be able to, you would think, but they made a huge deal out of it, and they ended up, I think, booting him out for the semester or something like that without even having any evidence that there was a knife. He was never caught with a knife.
And he wasn't doing anything wrong with it, right?
He was just in the locker room or something like that or whatever. Like, he had been spotted allegedly with a knife, but it was a pen or something like that. Huh. It was in his pocket, like a clipped pen. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many of these stories out there about the overreactions of these college administrators and also the many of the college students. Now, did you say you're in college, Vaginitarian?
Yeah, I go on distance school and then hopefully going full time, but I'm studying nursing at this.
Are you OBGYN?
No, I'm going to try and be a nurse anesthetist, but that takes a lot more.
Hey, thanks for calling in tonight, Vaginitarian. I appreciate you sharing that story with us, and I'm sure if there's any updates, you can let us know. We got time for you if you want to join the show. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So on the way here tonight, we're going to get into as much of this as we can, but Julian Assange, I definitely want to hear about what's going on with him. He is being detained in Great Britain, has been, of course, locked down for years now, whether he was staying in the Ecuadorian embassy or now in the actual British custody for at least, almost the last year? I think they grabbed him in April
of
last year.
Over a year, I think.
Not quite.
Because he served a year, didn't he?
No, I don't think it's quite been a year. I think they snatched him up in April of last year, if I recall correctly. But I could be wrong. If you want to join us, you can. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, and this is Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, it's Free Talk Live. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. Also, the Discord. Call in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And I do want to make sure that you know about LibertyCon. It's coming up, and it'll be here before you know it, actually, just over a month from now, April 3rd through the 5th. Free Talk Live will be in Washington, D.C.
Oh, no.
Yeah, normally I wouldn't want to go to D.C., but this looks like a pretty good event. There's going to be over 70 pro-liberty organizations at this event, so it's going to be a great networking opportunity. They're trying to attract young people, too, to this. It's the Students for Liberty who are putting it on. And
oh,
so
they're great.
They're giving a pretty hefty discount to any students who want to attend this thing.
Cool.
But even for people who aren't students, it's really affordable. I mean, I've never seen a convention for less than $100 mm-hmm. before in a hotel. That's what the ticket cost is.
Wow.
Yeah, so you can save $10 by using code FTL over at libertycon.com. So, I mean, you're talking about you're clocking in at $90 to get a ticket to this thing, which is pretty cool. And you get to see people like John Mackey, the Whole Foods CEO. He's going to be speaking there. A bunch of other speakers. They're going to have debates between David Friedman and Timothy Sandifer.
Nice.
That debate is called Is Government Necessary? Friedman will take the position that it is not. And the other guy, Tim Sandifer, will say that it is. There's also another one called Does Capitalism Require Government Intervention? Featuring Gene Epstein, the economics editor for Barron's, who will take the position that intervention is bad. And then Stephen Perlstein of the Washington Post will argue in favor of it. So you will not hear all the same opinion at LibertyCon. So that'll be fun.
That is so encouraging to hear about. Because after these stories tonight, I'm like really down on freedom. And if young people like students are, you know, at the university level grappling with the ideas of liberty, you know, in a really serious way, then that makes me hopeful.
I hope so. I'm looking forward to seeing the event. I've never been to one before. It's libertycon.com, April 3rd through the 5th. Again, use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, and you'll save yourself $10 there. So,
and if you're in New Hampshire, it's really easy to find D.C. Just go south till you smell it, and then go east till you step in it.
So, we'll tell you more about that when we're there, of course, on the way up to it. So we're going to get back to more of your calls and thoughts here. We had a little technical difficulty with Discord, but we're going to get back to that. So just to bring you back up to speed on this Chris Cantwell situation, he was denied bail because he's supposedly a danger to the community.
Right.
Now, the three of us in here, we've all had some level of experience knowing Christopher Cantwell. Now, we knew him back when, mostly when he was an actual libertarian who gave no indication that he was a racist whatsoever. And then several years ago, he started to change his viewpoint on those things and has since lost a lot of his friends. He, you know, I don't think most of the people who used to either like him or tolerate him either now generally don't like him at all and don't want to be anywhere near him. So he's lost pretty much all of his libertarian friends because he's not a libertarian anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like a total statist. I wrote an article about that a year ago at freekeen.com about how Chris Cantwell has become everything that he once hated. He's now a cop-loving statist.
What's that expression when you stare into the void?
Always beware when you set out to fight monsters that you do not become a monster yourself when you look too deeply into the abyss. The abyss looks also into you.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, that's a good one.
That's the one, and I knew you would have it.
Right off the top of his head, too. It's amazing. So, he's become something horrible, and so he's lost all of his old friends. And then when he became this white nationalist guy, like, he got some renown, right? Like, he went to the Charlottesville thing. He got Vice to cover him. He got all this exposure, and that's what Chris is about. He's about people hating him. He wants to be hated. He wants to be disliked. He believes he profits when people hate him.
Also, I think he's a guy on a journey to figure out life. He's really trying to figure out the world. He tests out ideas, mm-hmm. and he puts them into practice, and he sees, you know, what sort of feedback he gets and measures that. So, you know, he came to the libertarians and tried that out, and then he went to these other circles. Like anyone trying to figure out life, he's just a guy on a journey.
Unfortunately, his journey may lead him into 25 years in federal prison if these federal goons get away with what they're trying to do to him.
I guess that should be a lesson to everyone about what sort of life he's led.
Because
it's really not his crime that's on trial. It's his character.
Yeah, they definitely brought out a lot about his character in this particular hearing, and I suspect they're going to try to do the same thing when the trial happens. Yeah. But so...
And it will probably be regarded as admissible because everything that he's said and done, which is violent, and he has said some awful violent things, makes it that much, you know, one of the things they have to prove is that the threat was credible. And, you know, it makes it more believable that he might actually do something bad.
Yeah, except for those of us who know him, it's not believable at all. I mean, I don't believe for a moment that he would go out and rape someone's wife in front of their kids. He didn't say he was going to either, but that's what they're trying to say, that he was saying.
Yeah, I don't see him actually doing something.
Yeah, like I mean, the guy is, for the most part, has been relatively peaceful. He did get in a fight in Charlottesville, that's true, but he claims it was self-defense. And regardless, anyway, I don't know where I was going to go with all that. But so they denied him the bail. And that's what I really wanted to focus on here was what they brought up for why they denied him the bail. So in order to deny someone bail, you have to the judge has to look at, whatever the supposed evidence is, the claims, the
like, are you a flight risk?
That's one of the other things. So are you a danger to the community, and are you a flight risk? These are the two factors. She ended up determining in her 9-page order, which you can read and download in full over at freekeen.com right now, that she didn't believe he was really a flight risk, but that he was a danger to the community. And she cited that based on the fact that he has a record now because of the Charlottesville thing where he took a guilty plea to a couple of misdemeanor charges for assault and battery. Which, again, he says was self-defense, but it doesn't matter what he says. He took a guilty plea. So, therefore, in the eyes of the law, he's guilty of assault and battery. Even though he doesn't have any other real violent history except for maybe when he was a teenager. I think there was one other thing, like 20 years ago in his past. But up until Charlottesville, he hadn't had any violent issues. In fact, there was a situation in Keene, New Hampshire, at 4 in the morning, where he pulled his gun on a guy who was apparently going to attack a woman on the streets of Keene, and,
yeah.
and Cantwell stepped in and defended this woman.
And the cops okayed it.
And the cops were totally fine with what he did.
Gave the gun right back to him.
That's right. No arrest for Cantwell, nothing. So, I mean, if anything, he's shown that he's cool under pressure in a situation where he absolutely had the right to shoot this man. This man was advancing on him with the intent to harm him. He absolutely could have pulled the trigger, and he didn't.
Yeah. But then again, it sort of demonstrates that his character goes looking for a fight. That he was out there, you know,
well, they didn't even bring that
Superman.
Up.
But that's what I'm bringing up.
Yeah.
It's because going to Charlottesville, whether it was self-defense or not, he knew what was going down there.
He knew there was a chance of
a fight.
There's no doubt.
I think that he wanted it. And I think that all those guys carrying pitchforks.
I think you're right about
that. It.
He wouldn't admit to that. He would say that they'd called the police in advance and talked to the police and that they wanted the police to be there. No, it's not baloney.
Well,
it's
even,
true. It's on the record.
I mean, but I don't believe them that they actually wanted peace. First of all, if you want peace, you don't call the police. And second of all, they you don't carry torches.
Yeah.
That's like classic monster fighting behavior,
right? They're going after Frankenstein or whatever, right? Yeah, so I agree with you there. I think that the whole claim that they were there to just have a peaceful protest is probably BS. But regardless, it was just, you know, a fight. People get into fights all the time. You go to a bar, right?
Like, it's consensual.
There's consensual combat.
Yeah,
that's true. There aren't that many, but yeah, I think
Washington
State
is
one of them. And so, but people get in fights in bars all the time. People catch assault and battery charges all the time, and they will get bailed out.
As a quick aside, you know that guy Phoenix Jones, who's a superhero,
he got arrested
for MDMA.
We covered that.
We covered that one.
Darn.
Yeah, we talked about Phoenix Jones like a decade plus ago when he first.
We were debating whether he was toast or whether he would rise from the ashes.
So I just don't, you know, I don't buy the claim that he's in any way a violent threat to anybody. Mm. I mean, you know, he never even met this guy before. But that's what they claimed. And they brought out the fact that he knows about Bitcoin. This was brought up in the trial by a FBI-connected Manchester police officer who is their only witness. And they called him up there, and he talked about how Chris knows about Bitcoin, he knows about Signal, and he knows about Telegram. These are sort of encrypted messaging apps. He actually testified that the police are frustrated by Telegram, specifically because their servers aren't located in the United States, and so they can't be subpoenaed. So therefore, the police are not happy about Telegram's existence. And then this cop actually testified that Bitcoin was anonymous, and that Bitcoin was a way to hide your funds. Which, of course, he was talking about Monero, but saying it was Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, what he was saying about Bitcoin in court was completely false. Bitcoin's completely traceable. It is not an anonymous currency. We got more coming up here. 855-450-FREE. You can join us. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward Liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the Liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
You will understand the true intent of the Founding Fathers when they wrote the Constitution if you attend this free webinar. Chris N. Hall, president of Liberty First University, doesn't simply regurgitate what some professor or expert has said about the Constitution. She relays the thoughts and opinions of those who wrote the documents. Her straightforward, passionate, easy-to-understand style lets anyone grasp the principles of liberty. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with
with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.